We've got another edition of To Tell the Truth coming up just after 8 o'clock. It's just minutes away. It's so much fun. A stranger joins us in studio. They come in with an amazing story to share, and you can text along with us and help us on our text line. We have to decide whether they are lying or telling the truth.
So much fun.
Yeah. Okay. Right now, 7:58, minus 5 and minus 11 with that wind chill in Montreal. It's time to check in with Kim Curran. So we've learned that Quebec's economy is booming right now with $4.8 billion surplus. So the government has announced it's going to be spending some money, an extra $850 million of that over the next fiscal year. How are they going to be spending it, Kim?
They're going to make it rain on families. Actually, the extra cash is going to go to middle-class families with children. For example, starting January, close to 679,000 families who get the family allowance will get an average of $779 more a year. That's about $250 for families with one child, or just over $2,000 for families with more than four children. Daycare fees are also going to go back to the flat rate of $8.25 a day, so no more sliding scale there. And there's more, but one of the favorites is starting spring 2020. The first 2 hours of parking at hospitals will be free, and the daily rate will range between $7 and $10. Now, some Canadian Legion poppy donation boxes were actually stolen. So Tim Hortons is stepping in to help out. Laval police are investigating the thefts. Apparently, multiple poppy donation boxes went missing from multiple Tim Hortons locations. And the Canadian Legion estimates it's about $400 per box. So not only is Tim Hortons working with police to find out who stole the cans from their locations, they're also making a donation to the Royal Canadian Legion to replace what was stolen. And if you haven't seen the video on social media yet, go watch it. We'll have it up on the Beats Facebook page. It's a downright miracle. In the video, Humboldt Broncos player Ryan Krasensky moves his legs for the first time since being paralyzed from the chest down in the 2018 bus crash. He went all the way to Thailand for an experimental spinal surgery, hoping to restore just a little movement in his legs. Well, now, after nearly kicking his therapist, he's flat out asking when he can get back to the gym. His mother, Michelle, says it had her bawling. And if you're curious, only 6 people in Canada have had this procedure done, and about 30 worldwide. Taking a look at your drive-in for QuebecKitchens.ca. They have everything you need for your turnkey projects. Wooden and melamine cabinets, quartz and granite counters, financing available. Visit their showroom in Ville-Saint-Laurent or visit QuebecKitchens.ca. Overall, lighter.